never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
What's happening? Happy, happy, happy Monday. Come on in. Did you have a good weekend?
I'm sure I did. Remember, I had surgery on Friday. Hip surgery. And today's Monday. Pre-recorded. I'm sure I had a great weekend. We'll see. I have no idea. But I think I did. Anyway, today, we're going to talk about Plan B. I got a lesson about a week ago when I was talking to my stepdaughter. I have a hard time calling her my stepdaughter. I've known her 17 years now. But, you know, my daughter, Elena. She got married. She's in residency for her psychology, moving on to being a doctor and all that stuff. And she's the one that really kind of drilled this into me a few years back. And we had the conversation again. We'll talk about no plan B if you got the perseverance thing going on. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. 18th season, 18 years. Can you believe that? Back when podcasting was just not even hardly a thing. Yeah, we just stepped up and did it, had to make it up, and just stepped in front of the microphone and started finding people and doing our thing. And it's taken me around the world. It really has. And it provided so many opportunities, so many cool people. Changes, it's a cool way, and it continues to evolve. So I'm glad you're here. If you're first time stopping in, first time finding a podcast, a lot of people are for the first time. Welcome to the show. We have a huge mission. It's ridiculous. It really is. I'm going to entertain you the best I can, give you some really good advice, some very streetwise, we call it Scott logic. I'm going to be a straight shooter with you. I'm not going to play with this positive stuff, positivity stuff. I'd love to be positive. Don't get wrong. But I don't want to be positive and just ignore all the other stuff that's going badly. I just don't like that. So you're going to get the honest truth today. That may not be for you. That's fine. If it's not, just thanks for stopping by. And if it is for you, if you take a positive attitude, motivated kind of guy that actually speaks the truth based on what's really going on in the world, welcome. Good to have you. Did I say who I was? I'm not sure. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you. Perfect Week Planner is there for you. Go get it. PerfectWeekPlanner.com. The core of Perfect Week Planner is taking 100% control of your time. That's it. It's simple. It's used by, top executives, CEOs everywhere. Same kind of thing. I've altered it a little bit for what we do around here to match into our homework. But if you're having trouble controlling your time, and yes, you can control your time. I cannot. It's got to be my kids. I work. I don't have any control of my time. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You sure do. You're just not dealing with it. I'm serious. You have control over anything you want to. At the same time, you have no control whatsoever. Huh? You know, that statement is actually incredibly true and incredibly freeing. The very minute you understand that you're in control of nothing in this planet, nothing in this world, the very minute you know that, then you get busy and you go after it, taking control of everything you possibly can. It's amazing how things change and amazing how the world says, oh, you're one of them people that's actually doing stuff. Come on, we'll just make it good for you. Boom. You know it's true. You've done it before. Monday, we asked the question, have you done your homework? Bigger picture, this is just about have you thought and not just listened to a podcast, not just read a book, not just gathered ideas, but you just sit down and contemplate how it's affecting your life and impacting your life and what you could do with it. Have you said, I've done all this study, I have all this experience, but how's it really working out in my life? Am I happy? If you're not happy, have you thought about why? Are things going really well? Have you taken the time to go, man, this is really fantastic. Be grateful for it. And then understanding, because in the world of Scott, I will tell you that even if you're happy, eventually it's going to go away. Things change. Have you taken the time to decide how to defend it and protect that you get it, yet you keep it? If you're unhappy and you found this podcast today and you're looking for some motivation to be happy, I can't teach you to be happy. Happiness is not one of those things we can dole out. We can't do it. It comes through your actions and your thoughts. If you hang around long enough and you pay attention and you're leaning into this and leaning forward all the time, you're going to be happy. I promise you that. But in any case, when you do your homework, that just means at the end of this program, you ask yourself this one question, how's my life going? Let those answers flood you. Have some courage to do what it takes to make sure you get what you want. And even if you don't know how to do it, just have some faith that if you just kind of believe that you can make it happen, you'll make it happen. Might not be easy, but you're going to get to there. I promise you that. If not, I'll remind you tomorrow. How's that? Or at least next week. Do your homework. So, plan B. Have you ever wondered how most successful people in the world get that way? Success to me is defining something that you want and then making it happen. So it could be anything. It could be just, going to the beach every day. I don't care. It could be becoming an attorney. It could be making a lot of money. It doesn't really matter. I'm not defining it like, a billionaire. I mean, is a billionaire really successful? I mean, really. Mark Cuban. People always talk about Mark Cuban, the billionaire. Listen, the dude just came up with a broadcast.com and sold it for $1 billion, and it's now out of business. How is that successful? I don't know. How do you define it? But they get there in a certain way. Could it be their timing is right? Yeah, certainly. Absolutely. This is a rising pool many times. I'm reading the book Unreasonable Success. They talk about that. Richard Koch talks about that. It's true. There's no doubt. Sometimes whatever you're doing happens at a time when the pool is rising. It's all the old boats rise together, right? Sometimes your timing is dead on right. That's how you get what you want. Sometimes you're going against the tide, and that's kind of hard. Do they know somebody? Probably. It's usually about the who. But you're not going to know the person who really knows how to do it until you work your way up. You're going to know the people around you. People say, Scott, if I could meet the right person, the most successful person on the planet, if somebody really knew what they were doing, if they would just help me get there, and I see this all the time, man, I have a lot to give. Why won't he help me? You have nothing in common with somebody at that level. You have something in common more with the people right around you. That's why. So get to know the people right around you. And as you grow, you'll find people that maybe know more than you, and you'll just rise right up. That's how it works. You'll go up together. Is it luck? Oh, it's got to be luck. Just a lucky person. Has a great job. They got that house. I wish I had that house. No. Sometimes timing's involved. It's funny. Right now I'm thinking about the pandemic and housing prices. I'm thinking about that. Is it luck that certain people were able to buy houses? Yes and no. Yeah, they planned. They had some assets. And when things flipped around, they got the appreciation. They were able to use it to buy another house. Interest rates went down because they had a decent credit. They were able to do that. Is that luck? Yes and no. I mean, timing. If you're 18 years old, you missed that ride, didn't you? But I missed those rides before as well. Luck comes into play. Sometimes it's because you're prepared and ready to go. Sometimes the timing is good and it's bad. Sometimes it's pure luck. I don't know. How do people get successful? It's crazy when we start thinking about this stuff. You see why this is so hard? But if you think about it a little bit more, every person I ever know who has achieved remarkable success did three things. Number one, they recognized what they wanted and envisioned themselves living that life. That's the first thing, with clarity. You have to believe it, by the way. If you don't believe it, I mean, you can recognize it. Is this what I really want to do? And this is a question I ask all the time in coaching. People say this to me. They say, this is what I want to do. And I said, really? And that's kind of it, like one word, and it breaks the whole thing. It breaks their whole thought pattern. But really, just tell me, you really believe you can do it? Have you envisioned yourself? You know how? The day that you actually can picture exactly what you want, you'll get excited about it and go with it. But remember, your mind, once it pictures it, your mind sometimes gets lazy. Your mind doesn't want to go do the work that's already imagined. So they understand something. They understand that not only they must envision it, they must get beyond that mind satisfaction and start putting the work in so they go create it. That's number one. Number two, at some point, everybody commits and goes all in. Their dream is going to happen. There is no plan B. When Elena got married this past weekend, I remember sitting on the floor when she was a teenager and she was working through the process of med school, the MCAT. She couldn't pass the test. Decided she wasn't going to be a doctor. She said, man, I got to do it. Decided to be an EMT. And while she was being an EMT, one of the paramedics got to her. He said, you have no idea. You're a doctor. You just got to get through the process. And this one random paramedic that talked to her when she was very young got into her and made her believe it. And at that point, she said to me, she says, Scott, there's no plan B. I'm going to be a doctor. Fourth year residency right now, pediatric psychiatry. And she told me just at her wedding, just a few days ago, there's no plan B. The only way to do it. So people envision what they want. They get busy doing it, taking the action, and there is no other option. That's it. As they say, you burn the boats. Come ashore, burn the boats, and you have no choice. Are you committed that much? Are you willing to do that? I'm committed. I'm making a change to my business model. I've told everybody. You can hear it every single day. In the coming months, by the end of the year, you'll see me moving in a different direction. I am 100% committed. Not going to throw this away. This is good stuff. I like doing this. But I've decided I have something else I want to do. And I'm going after it. There is no plan B. I told my wife, I said, get ready. I'm going to mess this place up for about 6 months. And man, I'm doing a great job at that. Do you do that? Are you willing to accept it? There is no plan B except what you've decided you're going after. Number three, no matter what gets in the way, folks who get it practice never-ending flexibility and perseverance. You've heard this for years. They keep going until they get what they want. That's it. That's the only option. Tired, frustrated, takes longer than you think, costs more, having trouble paying the bills. Talking to a friend yesterday, having a real hard time paying some bills. I said, you know what? It's like, I want to do this. This is my dream. I've envisioned this. I'm going after it. I'm going to make this happen. I'm committed to it, but I can't pay my bills and I don't want to go to a part-time job. I said, my friend, you have to do both. You have to go work part-time, make as much money as you can. And as soon as you get done, you have to go do your plan B. No plan B. You have to go do your plan A. You have to do it. He said, yeah, it's just hard. It's like 18 hours a day. I said, that's how you do it. You have no choice. If you're committed to what you're going to do, you make that plan. You don't turn back. You do whatever it takes. And that may change every single day. Never, ever losing sight of what you're going after. You do that, you join a very special group of people. And that are those people you're probably looking at right now saying, man, I wish what they had. The thing is, you don't know exactly what they went through, and there's no possible way they could do anything but tell you like I'm telling you right now, but you can't believe it until you experience it. So recognize and envision what you really want in any area of your life. Commit to go all in. There is no plan B. The dream is going to happen. And no matter what gets in the way, practice never-ending flexibility and perseverance. Keep going until you get what you want. Why would you stop before you got there anyway, huh? Good question, but the answer is because somebody upset you, or you got tired, or you ran out of money, you lost your faith and your belief. Yeah, good question. Good answers, too. Doesn't matter. You got to keep moving. You got to get back up. Again and again and again and again.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back up.